This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of the world's richest nations reached a landmark deal on Saturday to close cross-border tax loopholes used by some of the world's biggest companies. The group of seven, known as the G7, says it will back a minimum global corporation tax rate of at least 15% and put in place measures to ensure taxes were paid in the countries where businesses operate. The accord could form the basis of a global pact next month and is aimed at ending a decades-long, quote, race to the bottom in which countries have competed to attract corporate giants with ultra-low tax rates and exemptions. The ministers also agreed to move towards making companies declare their environmental impact in a more standard way so investors can decide more easily whether to fund them, a key goal for Britain. Rich nations have struggled for years to agree on a way to raise more revenue from large multinationals such as Google, Amazon, and Facebook, which often profit in jurisdictions where they pay little or no tax. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration gave the stalled talks fresh life by proposing the minimum global corporation tax rate of 15%, currently above the level in countries such as Ireland, but below the lowest level in the G7. Burkina Faso's government said Saturday armed assailants killed around 100 civilians in an overnight attack on a village in the northern part of the country. The attackers struck during the night on Friday, killing residents in a village near the border with Niger. They also burned homes and a market, according to the government, who described the attackers as terrorists, but no one group claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have risen sharply in the area. This is VOA News. India's government Saturday warned Twitter to immediately comply with the country's new social media regulations, which critics say give the government more power to police online content. Twitter is involved in a tense battle with the Indian government, which has often asked to restrict content, alleging Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government is trying to silence criticism, including of its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. India's Electronics and Information Technology Ministry says new rules came into force on May 26th, but the social media site so far hasn't complied. It asked Twitter to treat Saturday's warning as a final notice, otherwise the company shall be liable to consequences, an Indian news agency reported. The company said last month it was worried about the safety of its staff in India days after police visited its office in New Delhi over its labeling of a tweet by a governing party spokesman as, quote, manipulated media. The new rules require internet platforms such as Facebook and Twitter to erase content that authorities deem unlawful and to help with police investigations, including identifying the originators of, quote, mischievous information. Three U.S. senators will visit Taiwan on Sunday and will meet the president to discuss security and other issues. Taiwan's government and the de facto U.S. embassy in Taipei said on Saturday, a trip that will likely irritate China. The United States, like most countries, has no formal diplomatic ties with the island that is claimed by China, but is its most important international backer and supplier of arms. Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dan Sullivan and Christopher Coons will visit the island on Sunday as part of a larger trip to the Indo-Pacific region, according to the American Institute in Taiwan. Taiwan's presidential office says the president will meet the three at the airport on Sunday morning and express thanks for the show of support, especially at a time when the island is dealing with a rise in COVID-19 cases. Taiwan has also complained about China trying to block the island from accessing vaccines internationally, which Beijing has denied. In recent months, China has increased pressure on democratically ruled Taiwan as it tries to assert its sovereignty, including flying military aircraft into Taiwan's air defense zone. China routinely denounces visits of foreign officials to Taiwan, calling them an interference in the country's internal affairs. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.